Here lies the soul of No Point Podcast. From this point on, the show is over. Oh. It's over.
Oh, okay.
Do you know why it's over,
why
Francis?
Why is it over?
Because you're leaving me.
Oh, I am leaving you.
Francis is leaving me Francis is leaving me for 6 days.
Yeah.
That's the longest we've ever been apart.
Well, technically, there was a good 4 years when I was alive before
We
you.
Don't count that.
You didn't show up.
Oh, because you're 4 years older than me. Yeah. You had 4 years without me. All right, wait, you always bring that up.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, recently, this is going to get dark for a second, but recently, I was like, you know, my mother was like, I can't believe you're leaving for 6 days. You're probably not going to talk to me for 6 days. I was like, you understand there's going to be times in our life where it's going to be like a month and like months where we don't talk. And she's like, she got disgusted at me. And she was like, there's not a point where at any point that should ever happen.
I agree.
And I said, but there's going to be a point, like, you know, the odds maker are she's going to go before me. Right? And there's
why
be,
would you ever no, why would you ever say that about my mom?
I had to talk to her. I would, you know.
No, you just crossed the line. You don't odd. Talk about another man's mom like this.
It's odd to put the face of death in front of another person. But I feel like that's what needed to happen for the topic.
That's the difference between me and you.
Happening?
I'm not confident my mom's dying until I see proof.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay.
Technically, somebody's gonna be the first person to live forever.
Yeah.
Why can't it be me?
Like, I don't think you want that.
Please.
I think you want to be hurt.
No, I'll take it for myself.
Oh, that's pretty messed up.
Oh, well, if somebody's going to take it. Welcome to the No Point Podcast, guys. If this is your first time listening, I'm Chippy Bree. I film my brother every day while he sits on a roof and says garbage. What do you do, Francis?
Well, I guess you summed up what I do pretty well. What? And I'm Francis on the No Point Podcast, and it's a pretty cool podcast because we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. Pretty impressive.
Roll the intro.
Here's a show for the broskies, fellas, and ladies. Still safe to play around the babies. Whether you're 18 months or 80. A lot of trash talk, but nothing shady. Two bros, Francis and JP, talk about everything, anything, and nothing. This is something you could laugh to daily. No Point Podcast, man, it's crazy.
Guys, if this is your first time listening to No Point Podcast, make sure you follow the podcast wherever you listen. So we'll show up in your box, your podcast box. I don't know.
Show up in your house.
No, how do you? What is the word for it? If you guys follow our podcast, like our podcast would show up in your feed, I guess. And maybe you can, yeah, your podcast feed. Maybe get some notifications so you don't miss an episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you listen to me talk, it's less weird than me just talking, and nobody listens to me talk.
That's fair.
Which is a lot like my real life when Francis does. And listen to me talk.
Sorry, what were you saying?
We post an episode every single Friday, so make sure you don't miss that. Why would you want to miss that? I would want to miss that. So let's talk about this, Francis.
I hope if it's not this lead story, whatever you're about to say, I'm going to change the lead story right now to a thing. So you better start with it.
The other day we were at the grocery store.
It's the lead story, baby.
you wanna take it away?
We're at the shopping market, right?
The shopping market, the grocery store.
It's a similar thing. What did you say that I didn't say?
I said the grocery store.
And the shopping market.
That's very different.
It's the same thing. So anyway, we're at the shopping market, and we're you know.
No, I need you to.
Okay, we're at the grocery store getting groceries for dinner, because you're about to cook dinner for us.
Yes, I am.
And it's not important to tell you this, but I want you to know JP is a weird person.
Whoa.
I've established that JP is no longer my younger brother. He may be my little sister.
Whoa, and that is no, man.
Here's why.
Man, no.
Why.
No.
Here's why.
This is never going to see the light of day.
It might. Here's, let me tell you why.
You just called me a girl. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with
just
being
saying
a girl.
Personally. No,
just
no.
Saying I wouldn't want to be one.
No, because you're slowly morphing into a mother. That's okay. What I'm saying.
That's cool, because my mom's not going to die, so I'm not going to die.
No, I'm saying you're morphing into my mother because, you know, you keep me in line, you keep everything on track, and recently, and by recently I mean for like last 2 years, you've been cooking meals.
Yeah, I'm
you've
a
been
cook.
The
I'm a chef.
You've been no
but
no,
not
no.
like a woman no, 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 chef, no, 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 like no. a chef boyardee.
See, that's the thing.
Gordon Ramsay.
I wish I could say you're
Guy
like
Guy Fieri.
I wish I could say you were like one of those chefs, but you're clearly a mom chef. There's a difference. There's a difference.
You,
here's
you call
a good
me
chef.
Betty Crocker?
Can I tell you why? There's a difference, right? When a chef like that, like a Gordon Ramsay, they make a meal. They don't care.
Okay.
About how you perceive their meal. You, and they make, like, very, like, avocado toast, like, very, very delicate. You make mom meals. What are mom meals? Built for a family, little bit of love. Sometimes, it's gonna be cold, right? It's not gonna be completely cooked all the way through. And then you get fun comments.
Why is it cold? No, I'll answer why is it cold.
Sometimes.
Why is it cold? Because sometimes I work really hard to cook a dinner,
yeah.
And I call you up for dinner, and oh, I'm just gonna finish this real quick before I come to dinner, and I'm not gonna put this in the heating rack. No, I'm gonna make you suffer and punish you for delaying.
Very
it's
mother.
Gonna be some cold meatloaf.
Gordon but Ramsay has not, never done that. Meatloaf is a great example. Gordon Ramsay has never made meatloaf.
No, but you know who has?
Yeah.
Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
So I'm Bobby Flay.
So you're making meal, and every time when you come with a meal, you always hit me with the I work hard to make this house a home. You know, it's a very mom meal. You make mom meals. And recently you looked at me and you said you're making Marry Me Chicken.
Marry Me Chicken. I found it on TikTok.
Which is another mom
thing. If anybody wants the recipe, like I kind of made it my own. It was pretty good.
It was very good.
I stole it off TikTok.
Yeah. So anyway, you're going to the grocery store and I'm coming with you. And we're going to get the ingredients for Marry Me Chicken.
Sorry, what's the grocery store? I went to the Sharping Market.
That's a good place.
No, grocery store.
So we went to the grocery store, and we're going. And the recipe calls for tortellini. And this is the fun thing.
Which, if you don't know what tortellini is, it's kind of like raviolis, which I would describe as pasta pillows.
Yeah.
But this looks more like a shell of a snail.
Yeah.
So I would call it like a pasta shell,
but it's kind of like a ravioli.
It's like a ravioli to put it in simple terms,
but anyway,
it's really more complicated than you're making.
The only way I'm bringing this up is because, again, this is one of those things that you do as a cooking, is the recipe called for tortellini, and you asked me what pasta we should get, because apparently you thought that was a recommendation. I was like, we should stick to the recipe, tortellini.
Sure. And this is another thing I have, like, mac and cheese calls for elbows, but sometimes I like to make, like, mac and cheese out of, like, bow ties.
But I think ravioli and then pasta are very different.
Why has nobody made mac and cheese but with spaghetti? No one's ever done it. Kraft? Velita? What is the shell ones? Why has nobody ever done angel hair mac and cheese?
I don't know. Get on that.
I'm going
to
be it.
That's a very mother meal to make. Gordon Ramsay ain't doing it, let me tell you that. But anyway, so the reason why I'm bringing that up is because this is what the conversation we have in the grocery store.
Yes.
Where JP says, what pasta should we have? And I was like, we should stick to the recipe, tortellini. You got a little frustrated at this, as if I was judging you, and you go, tortellini. Guess we're having tortellini. And then you yell this in the grocery store.
I yelled in the grocery store louder than I should have. And we're Gavin Tortellini for dinner now, apparently.
And everybody turns and looks at you, and you're walking away, and I'm following you. And everybody turns at you, and
I made a bit of a scene.
Bit of a scene, a lot of a scene. And one guy's very close to you. He turns around. He looks at you. You're not paying any attention to him. You're walking, and then he looks at me. Now, I've locked eyes with this man.
Okay.
So then I say, the only thing a human being can say to this man, looks like we're having tortellini tonight. And he goes, guess so. I thought it was over, right?
Yeah, that's a good conversation you had with that man. That conversation needs to go no further.
No further.
And if that man does make the conversation going further, that would be breaking the social contract two human beings have where we had nice pleasantries. But it should go no further than, ha ha ha, guess we're having tortellini tonight.
Guess what happened next.
What happened next? I'm on the edge of my couch.
He broke the social norm. We're walking away. We're gone. My man, I hear pitter-patter of a run-up.
Oh, not like the follow-up.
Like a run-up.
Not the follow-up. The
follow-up. This guy's chasing me down. He's about I would say he's about a 55 to 60-year-old man. Would you agree?
Yeah, he's old.
He's old. White hair. Full white hair, full white
beard. He's older than my mother. I'd say maybe 70.
Okay. Chases us down. He goes, excuse me, I don't normally do this, but I need to ask you something.
Okay, what does he need to ask? That's not a problem.
He doesn't normally do this.
Maybe he wants to know what aisle the tortellini's on.
Maybe he wants to know. Maybe he's like, do you like tortellini?
Maybe he wants to know, like, marry me chicken if it works, because he's been single his whole life and he's looking for a wife. So if he makes this for your girl, will she say yes?
So he goes, before I ask you this question, I need to know.
Okay.
How old are you? Okay, so now this question is an age restriction, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right? Well, that's what I'm thinking.
There's a lot of questions I wouldn't want to ask a minor.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of questions you can ask a minor.
Yeah, so he's got
he's
not trying to catch a case.
JP says his age. I say my age. And he goes, okay, okay. And you guys are...
Obviously
together.
And he doesn't say anything other than to kind of... Like, imagine just a gesture.
Yeah.
Like, together. Which... could mean like, oh, we're shopping together, but
so,
no.
So you didn't get the, you got, it seems like you understood the question more than I did.
Okay.
Because you go, what, like you're confused, and I'm just thinking, yeah, we're together right now.
Yeah, we're shopping
together. We're shopping together. So I'm like, yeah, and he goes, what do you mean? And
yeah,
he goes,
like,
so then he specifies, he goes, partners.
Partners.
Now that's what gave it away. Now I'm where you were.
Partners in what, sir?
Yeah, I said partners in crime.
And why weren't you going to ask a minor this?
And so I go, I was like, oh no, we're brothers.
Offensive.
He goes,
why would you not want to be my partner?
Well, can I tell you why?
Why?
I don't like tortellini.
And you snore when you sleep.
You were ready with that in the chamber. No matter what I said, that was coming out. But anyway, so he goes, oh, okay? Okay. Well, then I guess I won't ask you my question.
You can't do that to us, sir.
You cannot do that to me.
Sir, what was your question? What? Ask it now.
He goes to walk away, and I go, I was like, no, sir, please tell me. He goes, no, I can't.
What? You can't.
I've been thinking about it.
I don't know what the question possibly could have been.
I have no idea. I've been thinking about it. My mother had her ideas.
Yeah,
we went back with this. She thought he wanted to get involved.
Oh, okay.
That was his...
Like, he wanted to make it
now,
like...
Now, he seemed like a 67-year-old man. I thought... Okay, so that's why I didn't think...
He wanted to be like...
I thought
a thruple.
I thought
now I wouldn't have been interested in
that. Yeah, no.
I would have passed
because I was involved and you didn't want me there. If it was just you and him, it would have been fine. No. So I would have
passed on his proposition.
Now, I don't think it was that.
You don't think it was that?
I thought my humble opinion was, you know, maybe in his day and age, there weren't a lot of men openly together.
Yeah, and he had
so he had some questions.
I thought a different
he's
way.
Been wanting to ask.
I thought he was evangelizing.
Like, oh,
I
thought yes, we did say
I
this.
Said if we said yes there.
We're getting the Bible thrown at us.
Yeah, which I, you know, I would have...
But either way.
I would have respected, and here's why. He had a notebook when he came over and he asked the question.
So well, that's where he was going like, to put his number to get involved.
I didn't know what he was doing with it, but I didn't know why he had a book.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, what's he about to say to us?
But here's the thing. I started wondering if tortellini is code for something.
Yes, so Francis has a theory. What was your theory?
My theory is...
So, you know how, like, I think it's pineapples or something. Like, it's a hint that if you, like, you put pineapples around your house...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're open to some weird
this
stuff.
This is a weird episode for us.
Maybe tortellini.
Tortellini was, like, code word for that. I don't know.
I'll Google it. How do you spell tortellini?
It's been on my mind. If you think I know how to spell tortellini...
It's not how you think.
But here's the thing.
No, I got to ask Siri this.
This has been on my mind.
Tortellini. Oh, wow. It's try to spell it.
Tortellini.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm back at my spelling bee.
Yeah,
I always
tortellini.
Okay.
I can use it in a sentence.
Your Honor, could
you use it in a sentence?
Yes, could you please use it in a sentence?
Tortellini. Italian descent, meaning pasta. Stuffed and mixed with cheese or Parmesan cheese or meat. Often served in broth.
This is a long sentence. Could I... That was the definition, not a sentence of tortellini. You understand that, right? Like, if you...
Oh,
were
doing, can I
that
use
was,
it in a
That
sentence?
Was a definition.
Oh, okay. I'll use it in a sentence.
Yeah. Please use it in a sentence.
Oh, I thought you asked for the definition.
No, I didn't ask for the definition.
Okay. Hey, we're having tortellini for dinner. Wink, wink.
Okay. Can you give me the origin of the word?
Italy.
Okay, here's how you spell it. T-O...
T. Okay.
No, sorry. T-O-R... T. Tort.
T-O-R-T, yeah.
Okay. A. This is where it gets crazy. E.
E.
E. Okay. Tort. L-I-N-E-Y-L-L-E-Y-L-E-Y.
You're very wrong.
L-E-Y.
It's T-O-R-T-E-L-L-I-N-E. I.
Oh, that was too many.
S-S-I-P-P-I.
That makes sense. But yeah, it's been on my mind for a very long time. And if anybody can give me an idea of what... I mean, actually, I don't actually want an idea anymore. But I'm just blown away that that was something that happened in our life. Like, you can't go up to people like this. NPCs are getting wild in this world. Would you not agree?
Nothing comes
the
up.
The side characters in our life are getting wild.
Yeah, nothing comes up when I Google, like, is that code for anything?
Yeah.
Like, just to make sure.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's just something...
It's on him. It's not our fault.
But actually, I did find, like, some news articles that a while back, they were, like, very anti.
My mom's also other theory was they were trying to traffic me.
You think you were going to get trafficked?
Yeah.
I don't think... it's a risk, because, like, you could go to jail if you traffic somebody. And I just don't think it would be worth that risk to traffic you.
Because I'm not getting a lot of clients.
Yeah, so, like, you have to wait on every traffic case, you have to wait the possibility of prison and the person you're trying to traffic. And if I'm looking at you up and down,
yeah.
It's not worth 10 to 15 in the slammer. Not for me, at least. I mean, each their own.
Yeah, wild, though. Wild. That shouldn't have happened to us. I feel like a victim. But there's no
support groups for this.
No.
There probably is.
Really?
Old man possibly hit on you.
Yeah.
You never know for sure.
You never know.
Sometimes they're just friendly.
Old man that had a question for you, but then wouldn't tell you question.
Why wouldn't he not ask us the question? He could have just continued and asked us the question. And
he could have said what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
But he gave us no information.
Where did you get the tortellini? But now I can't ask you that
because you guys are together.
I'll let you guys sit there and ponder that question while we go to a quick commercial break. Please, that entire time, ponder what this old man possibly could have been asking us. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back from commercial, and Francis, let's just talk about something.
Okay.
Because am I a jerk for this? Okay. And this is the question.
The answer,
everyone,
can I tell you that I'm going to give you a spoiler?
Okay.
And it's probably yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a possibility. I think that would be the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, here's how I'll say it, right?
Okay.
This is what I'll be pretty open about. and this is for the podcast to answer. Is JP a jerk? That's the goal of this.
That's the big question. It's a new segment we have. Is JP a jerk?
We talked about this recently. We have an older brother. His name's Peter.
Okay.
Very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Okay.
We owed Peter a little bit of money.
A little bit.
We owed Peter a little bit of money. His credit card is attached to our Apple IDs. So anytime we buy something through the App Store or our Apple Music or stuff like that, it gets charged to Peter's credit card because he's like the family manager of... He basically set up our Apple iTunes as a family and basically put himself as the dad.
We were like 10.
Yeah.
So we didn't really have legs to stand on to fight it back then, but now it's become a problem.
Yeah, and he was like 18 and we were young. So this has become a real problem. Recently. And we accumulated a little bit of debt.
We declared bankruptcy.
I did declare bankruptcy.
He goes, your brother refuses to pay and declared bankruptcy. And I said, well, that's now between you and the banks at this. It sounds like it's out of his hands.
We have the money to pay him back.
Okay.
I would like to clarify that.
Wow.
Yeah. And we always do. But it's the principle of the thing.
Yeah.
Because he's a bit aggressive with it, like a bit of a loan shark.
Yeah.
Like, he put himself in this situation because he won't even let us put our credit cards on the account. So this is his fault for putting him in the situation. He wants the cash back, and he's not ready to admit that. And I know he wants the cash back because he won't let
me. How many times
do
you think cash back has torn up a family?
Oh, so many times.
let
me book the family vacation. Of course, you want that Uncle Randy.
With your cash back. 2% is ridiculous.
Which was a real theory our older brother said at one point. He was like, well, if we all booked a trip to Florida, we could put it on my card and then you guys would all just pay me, and I'd use your cash back to pay for myself.
Which,
no,
it's so dumb, right? Because, like, the whole thing about vacation is, like, the crippling debt it causes. Like, obviously, I don't have the money to pay for this vacation. So he's asking for the cash back and me to pay it right away.
This is a side note, but I'm a little bit greedy here.
Yeah.
So I'm Discover Card. I'm a big Discover Card fan.
It doesn't work anywhere.
I'm an implant for Discover Card.
He is.
Because don't I love my Discover Card.
Oh my God.
But if anybody wants my link, right, I can get $100 and they can get $100 for making a Discover account.
Yeah.
And I think that's an awesome deal. That, like, we could both be Discover guys, and Francis won't do it.
Yeah.
Basically, my credit card offers a referral program, $100.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's not a pyramid scheme.
It's a
if
pyramid
you refer
scheme.
A friend, yeah. you get $100, and they get $100 uh-huh. to make a purchase on their credit card.
Yeah, and then they have to refer other people
yeah,
with their
no,
referral.
No, they don't have to refer anybody.
Well,
if they do, they can get another $100. Which I just think is really nice of Discover to do. Francis thinks it's a bit of a pyramid
it's
scheme.
A bit. Describe
and
a pyramid scheme.
And he's last, because one time I went to a restaurant, and they didn't accept Discover. Cover card.
Yeah.
So he
imagine going somewhere and then not accepting your currency. That just shows you how it's not a currency.
If anybody wants a Discover card, let me know. I'll send you my link. You can get $100. So anyways, back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
So Peter came to us and it accumulated to a bit of debt. So he said, "All right, it's time to pay right
time
now.
To pay up.
And you haven't paid anything since November.
The issue
which
is
you 3 months.
Told me that like now we have the money. He broke my leg. He cemented me. He said, I'm swimming with the fishes.
So he said, yeah, you gotta pay me.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's
but it's
fine.
The principle of the thing. It upsets me. First of all, I think he lies about how much we owe him sometimes. Sometimes I think, you know, he adds a $10 here
wow.
and maybe adds a finer,
you know,
fiver.
I'm wondering if this podcast is bringing divisions between our siblings.
No, and I'll accuse him of that. So I wrote him a check because, first of all, check is the funniest currency to use
uh-huh.
after bonds, like investment bonds that you can't cash
for
10
years. I don't know, that weird time where you could use crypto or like Bitcoin.
Oh, I pay him in Bitcoin.
Yeah, like paying people in Bitcoin
no,
is wild.
No, we should go back. I want to take it all back and pay him in Bitcoin.
That's like a thing, remember? Like,
I want to pay him off in Bitcoin.
Establishments were like taking
Bitcoin.
Odell
Beckham Jr. asked for a salary in Bitcoin. So this is the point. Am I the bad guy for paying him back with a check? And if you are young and you don't know about a check, here's what happens, right? You put a date on the top of the check, and that check isn't valid until said date. And if somebody tries to cash it before then, it voids the check and gets declined. And the person that attempted to cash that check gets charged $30 because they tried to cash a check that wasn't valid.
Yeah.
So I always put the date, like sometimes years in the future, sometimes months in the future, and he never looks at the date. So he always goes to try and cash it, and he gets a bounce check charge of $30 before I fix it. So today, I go, here, Peter, I paid you off. You're fine here. And I put it as February 1st as the date he could cash
it. Pretty close.
He went to the bank. He went to cash it. They charged him a $30 bounce check cash. Am I the jerk for purposely making him wait?
Do you want my real answer?
Yeah, real
Absolutely.
Answer.
Absolutely.
I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
No, I expected that to be the answer.
Absolutely. Because you just wasted $30 for a sick joke.
It was funny though. He screamed. He was like
I heard it through the whole house.
He was like, again. I did this last
again
time.
Again is the funniest part about anything. Like, that's why Dory stories always go so well, because why does this keep happening? You know what I mean? Like, again, a trail of it continuing makes things funnier.
That's on him for keep falling for it.
Yeah,
next time, look at
You're
the date, bozo. Yeah,
are.
He'll never cash a false check again.
Yeah. You can't keep falling for it.
If you didn't know, we have a wonderful, a community app. And do you know what that's called, Francis?
OnlyFans.
No, it's called FanHouse. And it's very different. FanHouse is a wonderful app where you guys can be in group chats with us. You guys can see extra content. You guys can interact with other people that listen to the podcast. You guys can talk about the podcast. And it's absolutely free to join. All you have to do is hit the link in the description of our podcast episodes. Make a FanHouse account. Put in the code FREEPASS.
Yeah.
And you'll join our community for absolutely free, and you get to hang out with us. And what is better than hanging out with us?
I know. I just posted a weekly exercise thing because people were complaining
that
we didn't have a fitness.
You posted an exercise video
video. I thought people might like it.
Yeah, and you showed them the exercise putting down the dogs.
Yeah, putting That I recently found out it's downward dog.
Oh.
Which
I owe many dogs an apology.
I understand too. And here's the thing, like people have been a little, you know, a little bit upset that about that, but honestly, downward dog isn't much better.
No. No, it's not. But you guys should join because it's awesome. Why not join? And if you didn't know, we put a code word in each and every single of our episodes so we know you listened to the full episode. So if you listened and you are still here at this point, reach out to us. Send it in the fan house chat. Post it on your story. Do something with it. Here's the code word. Are you ready, Francis? What's the code word?
You want me to do it?
Yeah, what's the code word?
We're having tortellini.
We're having tortellini, baby. We're having tortellini is the code word. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.